we've got some repeat performers. Eddie Yarborough, the defensive end from Wyoming, has brought along Sean Wick with us. And I think, wasn't it, Eddie promised last year an undefeated season, if I remember correctly, and so they brought you back to discuss what happened.
If I had a nickel for every time I was wrong, I'd tell you I might be a rich man.
Yeah, so what happened, Sean? Did you remember that? Did he tell you guys when he got back last year from Vegas that he guaranteed a perfect season here?
I actually didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
I don't remember saying it, Sean. But
yeah, Don was here to experience that, I guess.
Yeah, and now let's get back to Coach Bull for a second with both of you. Now, while Mr. Beeler here, the smiling man, was up in the press box when Boise State traveled to play in Laramie,
mm-hmm.
I was down there on the sidelines with you guys. And it didn't start snowing until I thought somewhere maybe in the first quarter, maybe the second quarter. But once it was on, I said, uh-oh. I mean, we're in Laramie, Wyoming now. It's going to snow and blow.
Yeah.
And Coach Ball was very disappointed in the effort in the fourth quarter. And I know he told us he took a picture of it and the whole nine yards. But from the player's perspective, you know, what was going on? What was started on the defense with you, Eddie? Was it a tough day? Was it just not enough healthy bodies?
I think it was more of a like a snowball effect. Like when it rains, it pours. Or when it snows, it blizzards. So I just think it was one of those things where it just snowballed. It ended up just snowballing, and then the snowball effect, and then kind of just got momentum. And there it goes, just kind of got off the shingles on us.
Yeah. Sean, did it feel... For offensively, I know there were struggles at the quarterback spot. I thought, didn't a quarterback go down during that game, Bob?
He did. Mm-hmm. We had to put in two other quarterbacks, Tommy Thornton and Sam Stratton, during the game. Well, it also was tough for me to, like, understand what they're going through because I wasn't playing in the game. I suffered from a broken hand against Colorado State.
Oh.
So I was just in the sidelines watching. But from what I saw, I mean, it looked tough, and the game started wearing on him, and you know, it just looked tough to watch.
Yeah, just kind of got out of the way. So how was it working with Coach Bull? What Sean, tell us about him. I mean, we met him last year. He's kind of playing on a system and a lot of success, and now he's going to try to get this program established. What's it like with him?
He definitely is all in for us. You know, he's going to give us everything he's got, you know, but in turn, we have to give him everything we've got. You know, like for practices, we're going to go 100%, 110% actually for practices, every single play. And for what he's done for us, we got to give him our everything.
Mm-hmm. And Eddie, is he focused more on offense, or is he over there poking his nose in the defensive huddles?
You know, he's. I think he's giving both of us equal attention.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's definitely going to be one of those times where it's a defensive-minded game. You stop... Team doesn't. If you score one time touchdown, score one field goal, another team doesn't score any points, you win the game. So, it's a defensive game, and if we come to play, and give our best effort every single down and execute at a high level, we'll be just fine.
Eddie Yarborough was selected to the All-Conference team preseason. He's also been selected to the last two All-Conference preseason teams. First team, 194 career tackles. Eddie, how have you seen yourself grow, and what are you looking for to be more dominant this year up front?
Definitely to increase my pass rush, but also at the same time, like, you have to earn the right to pass rush. I'm first and foremost stop the run. If we stop the run, we win the game, so in most cases. So still just stop the run, but then when I do get those opportunities to pass rush, definitely execute and take advantage of those.
Yeah, when it comes to pass rushing in this conference, you got plenty of opportunities.
Oh yeah,
and with the quarterbacks and the way they throw it, and then defensively, how much challenge is it when you start running across? All of a sudden, you have to stop and change everything you're doing for either the triple option of New Mexico or Air Force. How difficult is it for you guys?
It's pretty difficult because, you know, it's kind of throwing a wrench in there because the triple option is unlike any other offense, at least with a pro style and a spread. You still have some similarities in that aspect, but a triple option is unlike anything you'll see. So it's kind of hard to put brakes on it and start game planning, but that's why we sometimes in spring and even sometimes in fall, we'll take like a couple, like 3 days just to kind of get familiar with the triple option a little bit, and that's before you even play Air Force or New Mexico. So that's why we do that. But then in this league, it's always – we don't have a lot of pro-style quarterbacks in this league, and even the ones that are pro-style, they still move like spread quarterbacks. So It's if we have some Roethlisbergers or some Tom Brady's in the backfield, I wouldn't be opposed to it because at least
you know where to find them.
You know where to find them. With these quarterbacks in our league, you get there. You still got to worry about them juking left, juking right. Definitely, we have a lot of mobile quarterbacks. But
Eddie Yarbrough, defensive end with Wyoming, joining us here with Sean Wick, the running back. So, Sean, let me hear your story, how you found Wyoming, how you got there, you were recruited there. And, Eddie, we'll talk to you about your story. And what keeps you guys in Laramie? It's a unique town in the Mountain West Conference.
Okay, so basically out of high school, I wasn't recruited that heavily. Mm-hmm. My first visit was Sacramento State. First offer was Northern Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't even sure if it was a full offer from Northern Colorado, but I just felt under-recruited. And from out of nowhere, Wyoming came into the picture.
Where were you going to high school?
St. Bonaventure in Ventura, California.
Oh, Ventura, yeah. Heavily recruited area. Coach Mack, I don't know if he's still there.
Yep, I know him. Yeah, he's a great coach.
Okay, yeah, so everybody gets recruited there.
Yeah, but for some reason, I mean, nobody wanted to recruit me.
Mm-hmm.
But once Wyoming came into the picture, I mean, it's the highest level I could get to, I guess. So mm-hmm. I had to commit. And from then on out, I mean, I'm here now.
Yeah, so. Here you are. Yeah, now you're in Vegas. And Eddie, how'd you get there?
Me, it was all about location. So I had had an offer from CU-CSU. CU staff got fired, and then there was wind of Fairchild getting fired when I was in the recruiting process. So I wanted my parents to be able to see me play. They've been seeing me play my whole life.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Pine Bluff, Arkansas, but I got recruited from Aurora, Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I thought I had an offer from Vanderbilt late and when I was getting recruited, but I felt like it would be unfair for me to go all the way down there to Tennessee and let my parents see me play two games while I go and play my whole collegiate career, but they've been seeing me play my whole life. I thought that would be unfair to them, so for me it was all about location. So
when you guys sell location, you get these recruits, Coach Bowles bringing them on. You mean another kid from Ventura?
Yeah.
I mean, no offense. I went to Camarillo High School. I know where you are. I know where you're from. And to leave that for Laramie, they recruited Southern California back then heavily.
Yeah.
It's a different approach. How do you sell when you talk to recruits about why this area, living in Laramie, Wyoming, is a good thing?
Well, basically, we got a lot coming to Laramie. We got a new performance center. We're rebuilding the football the altitude center? That's what it's going to be. Yeah, we're knocking down the trees in front of the field at mm-hmm. Wyoming, and it's going to be all new weight room, cafeteria. I mean, there's a lot more I can go into, but
so the facilities are on the up and up. What about the nightlife? Eddie over there wants to dance in the streets. How do you say that?
Oh, Eddie's a dancer.
It's definitely a different breed. Laramie's not for everybody, and I don't lie to anybody, because it's for you to come to Laramie, you have to be a different kind of breed of person. Yeah. If you're interested in playing or going out in the nightlife and having fun and going partying, go to a UCLA or go to a place with a nightlife. If you're interested in becoming the best football player you can be, because that's all you have in Laramie.
That's kind of how you sell it, then. As you guys say, ball out. That's what we're all about here. This mm-hmm. is the focus of the program.
Jeff, on social media, Eddie was here playing the guitar.
Yeah.
I hear you're opening it at somewhere in Laramie
the
night after a game or something. You're going to go down and play?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be at 1609 East Caker Street. And I'm going to be on a stoop on the corner. I'm going to have my old Yankee hat. So if you got some extra nickels or dimes, go and throw them in my hat.
Yeah. Now, what do you play?
I play the ukuleles. I can play I'll take requests. Will your requests be fulfilled? That's another story. But I do take the requests, though. I will take them.
Wow. Well, Bob, do you have any requests for a guy on a ukulele?
I don't know. He didn't bring it. We probably didn't bring enough nickels and dimes to get him to play for us.
It would be illegal.
I need about 25 cents. He'll take any currency. That's my flat rate. 25 cent. 25 cent a string.
Well, best of luck to both of you. It'll be interesting to see what happens year two with Coach Bowl. It was nice meeting you. Thanks for coming aboard.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.